Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love telling and sharing stories about the strange experiences my friends and I have while doing mundane things like grocery shopping. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily anomalies, a micro audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from my blog on Chinillo, Does This Happen to You? And here is When Tongue Twisters and Pronunciation Conundrums Send You Running for Cover. 6, 3 sixths, and 4 sixths, all kinds of six in a row in a sentence, make me want to scream. Sixth looks like an innocent word, but according to a vocabulary expert on YouTube, it's one of the most challenging words in the English language to pronounce. I'm on the second re-recording of several sentences, trying to make a voiceover client happy and pronounce sixth the right way. I'm narrating math lessons for kids, and the writers settled on fractions that are sixths, apparently unaware of the difficulty pronouncing this fraction in the plural. I listened over and over again to the pronunciation on several YouTube sites. I even practiced out loud while walking the dogs today. Have I got it right? I'm still unsure. Oh, the havoc one little word wreaks when you're a voice actor. It isn't very comfortable when you find out how many words you've mispronounced for years. But it's educational, and I'm kind of happy I say lots of words correctly now. Like what kind of words, you ask? Are you pronouncing multi-digit and bouquets correctly? How about links or hierarchical? Better look it up. You'd be surprised. It's no wonder I need a paid membership to the Merriam-Webster online dictionary. Does the dictionary indicate variations in pronunciation? Often it does, but it doesn't matter if your client thinks it's pronounced one way only. You must pronounce it that way. I've learned checking pronunciation saves re-recording time, and you feel less stupid. Sometimes I get lucky and get it right the first time. I often don't realize the word presents a problem until I say it out loud and crash and burn. That means I go back to the beginning of the sentence and make a few educated guesses that I record. One of them has to be correct, right? The tongue twisters appear out of nowhere like a tornado. The sentence suddenly becomes a babble. Your tongue and your mind aren't in sync. When your mind reads it, no problem. Then your tongue gets involved and things go sideways. We all know selling seashells by the seashore is challenging to say quickly. But did you know saying three sentences with the word seashells in them in a row result in a tongue meltdown? Nothing but gibberish by the time I got to the third sentence. Don't believe my word conundrums? Choose a piece of reading material and read it out loud for 5 minutes. I dare you. Oh, and you think that if you wrote it, you know how to pronounce all the words? I had to look up some of the words in this piece that I wrote. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at ChrisKKArya on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook. Or check out my website, www.chriskepler.com.